It's been cool, man. We've basically just been working on music for the last few months straight. It's literally just been a case of, right, let's isolate ourselves away again into the shed and just see what happens. And there's been a load of material that's come out of it thus far, so it's not a bad progress. It's going well. It was actually a great help. The funds that we received from that competition went straight towards making a music video for this new song, which should be out in the next week or so, next week or two. So all good things.
So the song is called As Long As I've Got You, Babe. Tell me a little bit about it, the writing process and the idea behind it.
As Long As I Got You, Babe is kind of like, it's in the same vein as I Never Knew I Needed This. It's pop music, do you know, that sort of way. It's not supposed to be like groundbreaking, but it is supposed to be catchy and it's supposed to serve that purpose. And the reason that we're kind of writing that at the minute is we write that kind of music to try and escape the mundanity of life. That's just every day, you know. There's so many acts that will write sad music, and we're just kind of not really into that right now. It's kind of like life's kind of sad enough, might as well just try and escape it for a few minutes.
Yeah, and I mean, the reaction it's getting already just from looking on social media is great. And as a band kind of starting out, and obviously you've been around for a while around the local scene in Newbridge, but it is definitely a confidence booster to bring out this music. And as you said, just before we came on air, it's part of a bigger project.
It's really strange. I think the two of us seeing all this feedback, people actually like the song, and that's so alien to us. You know, it's really cool. It's really nice. But it's part of a bigger project. Yeah, it's kind of I don't want to give away too much about it now, but it's going to be a separate vein altogether, but still inherently be us.
Yeah, so just remind us then as well how you guys got together, because it was part of a community games initiative, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we were only about like 12 or 13 at the time. Yeah, we met at the community games, and we were just like the first, like we, from the minute we met each other, we were literally like playing. I think the first song we ever played together was Uptown Funk. And yeah, it was just literally from the minute we met, we were straight into music. And then it kind of helped that, like, in one sense, that we were kind of friends before we started Riders Blue. And then like we got gigging then when we were like 13, 14-ish, and got lucky with a guy called Dave Marr, and he like took us under his wing and like basically like brought us all around kind of the country gigging and this, that and the other, whatever. So, and then like we were about 14, 15 when we started Riders Blue. And then like from then onwards, we were like writing original music and yeah, literally doing the same thing we were now, except we're just a bit older and we have a bit more kind of knowledge as such. We were okay, because like, I suppose we started out when we were like 15 or 16 and kind of, we thought we knew it all as such. But then it's like, you know, you look back now, you know, when we're a bit older and you're like, Jesus Christ, we didn't, like, you know. So it's like, the way we kind of look at it is it's been kind of like a gradual process. And we're not trying to like rush it. Like we're trying to just like have fun with it and like not take it like too seriously as such, but like, because we don't really kind of take ourselves seriously, but we take the music seriously, if you get what I mean. Like, so it's like, yeah, it's been a great process, and it's kind of like I look at it as like a ladder, and like you have to, each step is vital to the next one. So yeah, like we've been kind of locked away now writing and recording a lot of stuff, and now kind of lockdown's over now, so we're looking at going out and doing more kind of original gigs and kind of making more of a name for ourselves. But like the response we've gotten to the track already has been great. Like coming from like kind of a band that had no like fan base or anything like that, it's been great to kind of get the support and feedback that we've been getting, because like we've been sitting on this track for like a year or so, like, and it's great like to have it finally out and like have people listening to it, like, because we were kind of like, we've been listening to it so much, and then we released it, and then like it's kind of like it's a brand new song, do you know what I mean? Because it's you know, like everyone, just people are kind of experiencing it firsthand again, and like it's like, yeah, it's kind of got a rebirth as such, like, you know. So it's been great. But we have another single lined up that we're going to be releasing probably in the next six weeks or so. So we're gonna just release that and just keep building and building and building, and hopefully, you know, we'll see where it goes, you know.
Yeah, because you brought out a couple of other songs in the last few years. So you had two releases in 2020 and then one release last year, but this is obviously the first track that you've brought out in 2022, and the sound is a lot more mature, I think, and you know, certainly the recording process is a lot more polished. Where was it recorded? Did you record it yourselves or did you get into a studio?
No, that was it was recorded in each person's respective shed. So
really?
So Jake will record all of the drums in his shed, and then anything else that has to be done. So there's a, just want to give a quick shout out to our friend Dara Abdurrahman. He played bass on the track and he's phenomenal. But it was a case of, so anything that was kind of like keys, vocals, guitar, bass is all recorded in my shed, and then all the drums are recorded in Jake's shed, and then it's just kind of, right, how do we go from tweaking things here to make it sound nice, you know?
I think it's crazy hearing that from artists, and like obviously I've talked to a good few on the programme over the last while, but there really is a shift in music. You don't have to necessarily pay hundreds of euro to get into a studio. While it'd be great to be able to do that, but a lot can be done in your bedrooms, in your sheds, etc.
There's a lot to be said about that as well. Studios definitely still have their place, you know. It's more down to how much you're willing to put into it that you get out of it, because there is still a lot of learning to do, especially if you're doing it at home.
Just tell me a little bit then about kind of the process of Writer's Blue coming up over the last couple of years. As I mentioned from the outset, you're from Newbridge. There's a great musical tradition in the town. I know we've spoken previously about the Brew Cafe, the Riverbank, other places as well. Newbridge is very good for supporting upcoming musicians and artists.
Yeah, Newbridge has been great. We actually recorded the music video and the live video for a couple of our tracks upstairs in Judge Rybean's. And, like, you know, everyone up there was so sound and so nice. And, like, they let us use the space. And, like, it's such a lovely space as well. And there's so many, like, facilities for kind of musicians in Newbridge as well. And there's, like, a great support as well. Like, you know, we worked with Robert Keogh. He was the engineer for the music video and for the live videos up in Judge Rybean's. And, like, it was great. There's some amount of talent in Newbridge, like, and there's so, like, everyone's kind of, like, really passionate about music, and, like, you know, even from the people that we've shown the track from Newbridge, like, they've been very supportive, they've shared it, you know, they're really excited to see what we have next and stuff, which is, it's really nice to see, because, like, you know, obviously we don't have a kind of a big fan base as such or anything like that, so it's great to kind of get the support from the start, from where we come from, because, like, you know, it's all, as I said, it's all a gradual process, and, like, you know, it's nice to have the support of, like, the people around you in your own town, like, you know, it's always a great push, and it kind of makes you feel like you're on the right direction as well, you know, because you put so much, like, as we said, we produce and record and do everything ourselves, so, like, we spend hours just, like, working away and what we're doing, and it's nice to get a bit of feedback. Like, it's not as if we're looking for validation as such, but it is always very nice to get feedback and, like, you know, support from other people, like, because at the end of the day, it's kind of like what you're doing it for as well, to a certain extent, like, you know, so it's been great so far.
Yeah, and obviously we're going to play the song As Long As I've Got You, Babe, on the programme in the next few minutes, but you touched on it there, people already asking what you've got coming next, and that's always the next question when you bring a song out, you know, what's the plans going forward? But as a band now who have spent the last 2 years, like everybody else, in lockdown, very hard to establish yourself and break through, I'd imagine you've a big 2022 planned.
Yeah, well, a lot of that is really testament to the people that we're working with now. Have to give thanks where it's due. You know, the guys at Fluttertone have been detrimental in this release. You know, Colm, Pio, Jesse, all of them, they've just been... They're the reason, really, that we're getting noticed. And that's, you know, I can't thank them enough for that. That's just, you know, thanks, lads, if you're listening, and Jesse. But it's really cool, because now we kind of have a team around us, so we can kind of... You know, we can start planning what to do next, and it's not just me and Jake sitting in a room going, will we draw a stick man and send it in the post? But, you know, it's a bit more finite than just guessing.
We're looking at releasing a new track, as we said, in about 5 or 6 weeks, and then after that we'll probably look at releasing an EP, probably within the next 3 to 4 months. Then we're going to look at probably booking gigs up in Dublin, probably like soon enough once we get, we want to release a couple more tracks and get maybe an EP sorted, and then we'll go and we'll start doing maybe even opening up gigs and a few live shows of our own and stuff as well. So like, there's plenty of gigs going up in Dublin anyways at the moment, because I think everyone's dying to listen to a bit of live music after being locked down for so long. So I think it's kind of our time now to capitalize on that and you know, develop it from there, because we always kind of found that, like, word of mouth travels like a long way as well, so it'd be great to, like, get out and gig and kind of, you know, make a name for ourselves then, you know.
Yeah, I think the new song is really, really good. We're going to play it now, and, you know, my favourite band are the 1975, and the minute I heard the guitar at the very start, I knew I was going to be a fan of it. So brilliant, brilliant work. Looking forward to the new songs coming out from yourselves as well. Always great to chat to you. That is PJ O'Neill and Jake Carrick of Newbridge band Writer's Blue. Lads, best of luck, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Owen.
Thank you, Owen.